And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I got to tell you, we are watching right now here in the studio. We've got multiple screens up on the wall watching it. They're saying that as we speak, Hurricane Ian is making landfall now. Like the eye just came ashore, roughly Fort Myers, which is just, about 30 minutes or so south of Tampa. And it's saying that it's coming ashore as a strong Cat 4 with 150-mile-an-hour winds. 150-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, this is a big one. I just, if you follow me on Twitter, and if you don't, go ahead. If you follow me on Twitter, it's at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N Phil Williams. But I just retweeted a video that a guy just posted. He said it was of a weather cam or some kind of a street cam in Fort Myers. And he said, and it's showing the storm surge. The storm surge was up around the camera, kept splashing over the lens. And he said, make note that this camera is 6 feet off the ground. You could see street signs in the background being covered by the water as a storm surge is coming in. So this is going to be a big one, praying for the people of Fort Myers in West Florida. And then what we're looking at right now is what it will do once it reaches inland. Will it pick up any strength? Will it spawn tornadoes? And we are going to watch that carefully. All right, listen, I got to tell you, there's a lot going on right now in the world. But all that to say, there's also a lot of stuff happening that we got to keep track of even at home. We're going to talk about Space Command in a minute. Space Command is a big deal in general. I mean, as we move more and more towards operations that require satellite capability or things that take place in the outer atmosphere or, for that matter, past the atmosphere, we have got to make sure that we are on the cutting edge of whatever it takes to maintain, our readiness to deal with enemies who are striving to get there themselves. And we're seeing things, too, look at how much of our military now requires GPS technology. How many of our so-called smart bombs require GPS technology? Well, those are geosynchronous orbiting satellites that are all, basically required to be able to triangulate or quadrangulate in order to get a fixed position down to the, 10th digit so that we can put a round on target or put a jet in the right place or put troops on the ground where they need to go. And all of that now is a part of Space Command's purview. I just scratched the surface. I'm just giving you one example, GPS technology. How about satellite communications? How about the ability to have satellite oversight of enemy operations or spy satellites that watch over, growing situations on the far side of the world? We've got to have that real-time capability. Well, all of that is Space Command. And right now, we're looking at Space Command, a growing, brand-new designated combatant command. We're looking at it being headquartered right here in Huntsville, Alabama, which is way cool, especially when you consider the fact that this is the home of the Marshall Space Flight Center, the Space and Rocket Center. Historically, the site where putting men on the moon, a lot of it was put together. And we have one of the highest per capita levels of engineers within the community in Huntsville, Madison County area. All that to say, folks, the Colorado delegation is having a come apart because they realize every single time they have tried to stop this, they can't. So it's going to come down to a political decision. It's literally going to come down to a political decision as to whether or not we're going to see Space Command headquartered in Huntsville and bring not only the capabilities and the prestige of having it here, but also the jobs and the economic boost to the area. So watch close, because in a minute when we get back from the next break, I'm going to tell you, the Colorado delegation is pushing hard again and claiming that the world is less safe because we're going to put it in Huntsville, Alabama. We got to have it in Colorado or it's not going to work. We'll lose to our enemies. And, the one thing I haven't heard them pull out yet, and they're a pro-life state. I'm waiting for that one. I haven't heard that yet. But luckily, the Colorado delegation is a mix of both Republicans and Democrats, who are just fighting for their constituencies. I get it. But luckily, people like Lauren Boebert and others out there in Colorado are not going to sit idly by and allow abortion to be the thing that makes their case for why they should keep Space Command, I wouldn't think. All that to say, we got more to do. It ain't over yet. And we're waiting on a true decision, I mean, like, first of all, you got to look at it and go, how hard is it to make a freaking decision? I mean, could we just go ahead and say, yeah, we're done with that, made the call like 2 years ago? No, but right now what's just happened is they just finished up the 30-day comment period past the environmental studies subsequent to the environmental investigative IG report, followed by the findings of the Government Accountability Office. It's just, anyway, you know what it really boils down to, in my opinion? Trump made the call. Trump's the one made the decision, and therefore it has to be questioned. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, people who really care are the U.S. delegations and the people of both Alabama and Colorado. Get behind it, y'all. Get behind it. We're fighting to keep this thing moving towards Huntsville. Come right back. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Got a couple of texts about the monologue here a moment ago. Allie from Athens texted in and said that, saying that cowards don't make, or how did I word it? Let me go back and read it. Hang on, now that I've said it. She said, cowards do not become saints is one of your best. Thank you, Allie. Appreciate it very much. I also got a text from Daryl in Huntsville who said, yeah, I had to sit in my car to hear the end of your monologue before going into my next office. It was great. Now I'm late. I said, sorry, man. Tell him it was my fault. All right. Hey, listen, moving to the first topic on the Triple Dipper, Space Command. All right. I kind of gave you the intro there. And by the way, here's an update for you. During the break, I got a call from Mayor Tommy Battle's office. He will come on the show here between some meetings he's got. So at 3:30, I've got Congressman Robert Adderholt, who will be on to roughly 3:45, 6 time frame. And then right after that next break, before the 4 o'clock hour, Mayor Battle will be calling in, and we'll chat with him about Space Command and what his thoughts are. Just so you know, we are in the final stretch. Story here on spacenews.com. Did you know there was a periodical called spacenews.com? Apparently there is. There's something for everybody. Spacenews.com. Dated August 9th, so we're looking back here about a month and a half. Says the head of U.S. Space Command, because Space Command already exists, by the way. They're looking for permanent basing, all right? They're looking for their fully operational headquarters, but Space Command does exist already. By the way, let me just say this. I'm gonna take an aside. It just occurred to me, literally, like the thought just gelled in my head, is that all these folks that are saying we've got to get to full operational capability, this is a risk. We could be placing ourselves at risk by not having the headquarters moved to Huntsville. We may have to start from scratch in Huntsville. It's not like Space Command won't be operational. It's not like they're going to shut down operations and have no Space Command until the new headquarters is built. No, that's ridiculous. They're going to start constructing the facilities and then begin moving operations here in some type of phased, you know, movement plan that will keep them fully operational. I remember when I was a young captain, we went down to Panama when the 7th Special Forces Group moved its headquarters from Corozal, Panama. I think it was Corozal. Anyway, in Panama to Eglin Air Force Base, I believe it is. Eglin? Yeah. And we set up what's called a jump talk. Basically, We made sure their operations were made seamless. We took over talk operations for them while they moved their last piece. But before that, they'd already moved everything in phases. That's what's going to happen here. We're not going to shut down Space Command operations. And then, like, oh, Lord, we got to wait 5 years till we're operational again. No, we're not. It's ridiculous. Okay, anyway, back to my article. The Department of the Air Force in January of 21 recommended that Space Command, currently located at Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado, would move to Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville. The basing decision has since been embroiled in a political fight as Colorado lawmakers have pushed back. Yes, yes, they have. Space Command is responsible for providing satellite-based services to the U.S. military and for protecting those assets from foreign threats. As required by law, the Air Force last month completed a study on the environmental impact of locating Space Command at Redstone Arsenal. Yeah, because, you know, never mind the fact that there's already a whole bunch of other buildings there, we got to make sure this building won't disturb the environment. And anyway, okay, we're there. That's been done, and the 30-day period for public comments is now about to close. So it actually did just close this past week, I believe. So at the request of Colorado lawmakers, the base selection process has been reviewed by the Department of Defense Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office. In an interview with Space News, General Dickinson said Space Command is trying to get to, quote, full operational capability as soon as possible, but needs a basing decision to be finalized so it can move forward. Dickinson a year ago said the command had reached initial operational capability, but reaching full capability requires the headquarters to be fully staffed and have a permanent location. All right, so there's that. In other words, quit screwing around with more studies. The decision has been made. Can we please move forward? CNN takes issue. Talk about a misrepresentation of what's been done. Here's the headline. Watchdog report says Trump-era Space Command decision fell short on transparency. Actually, no. First of all, Trump-era Space Command. Why is it necessary to go Trump-era? Because they don't like Trump, and this is a political decision. Watchdog report. Why is it a watchdog report? How about it's just the Government Accountability Office? That's an actual government office. And then what about the part where it says, fell short on transparency? Actually, let me just go through the article. It did find that there were shortfalls in what it called transparency. However, it went on to say they could find nothing about the decision to make the move that in any way was illegal or unethical. Okay, so the unclassified version of the GAO report, it says what was released publicly did not weigh in on if the proposed relocation should be reversed. Instead, the report simply recommends that the Air Force should develop guidance for future strategic basing decisions. What they're saying there is, listen, y'all, this political fight you're in right now, you could avoid that if you put a standard in place. All right, just maybe in the future, you put a standard in place. In the meantime, you know, the Colorado lawmakers are saying, over the past year, we've repeatedly raised concerns that the previous administration used a flawed, untested, and inconsistent process to select a location for Space Command. The reports from the Government Accountability Office and the Department of Defense Inspector General both confirm that the basing process lacked integrity and neglected key national security considerations. No, actually, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. Not at all. They're trying to grab a thread, a little piece, a little nugget in the middle of all the other things that said, this is okay. And go, see, it's bad. Trump. Collusion. But the Pentagon's Inspector General did find the basing decision, quote, complied with federal law and DOD policy, and that the process was reasonable. That's a quote, by the way. Complied with federal law and DOD policy, and the process was reasonable, which then prompted our own Senator Tommy Tuberville to accuse Colorado lawmakers of suffering from a sore loser syndrome. There you go. Thank you, Coach. But in August of this year, General Dickinson of Space Command was actually speaking to a Huntsville Space and Missile Defense Symposium. And he basically said, yeah, 30-day comment period's about over. And when the first announcement came out for Huntsville, he said that was the preferred alternative in terms of the other top six. He says, so we'll see what happens when the 30-day period is up. In other words, the general may or may not know, but he ain't showing his cards. And rightfully so. It's not his place to do that. But Dickinson then going on to say a great deal about Huntsville's space defense heritage, which I thought was cool. Here's the quote General Dickinson said in this article from AL.com on August 9th. He said, quote, "I would be remiss if I didn't thank the great guardians, sailors, Marines, and soldiers in the U.S. Space Command," Dickinson said. "And in particular, here in Huntsville today, the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command, as well as the Missile Defense Agency, and all you do to make sure that we have the right capabilities at the right time with the right people operating. Thank you." There's a legacy here, y'all. I mean, I can remember, me personally, grandfather was the post commander at Redstone Arsenal when I was a kid. That would be roughly 1969, 70, somewhere in that time frame. He was the only general officer, if I'm mistaken, on Redstone at the time, a one star, and now we got 3 and 4 stars, multiple. But he was also the project manager for the Hawk missile. And then my dad came along. He was a career officer who, after Vietnam, he moved into research and development. He worked out at BEMSCOM, which used to be called BEMSCOM, the Ballistic Missile Defense Systems Command. He was a project manager on the Hellfire. He also worked on a number of other projects. And after he retired, he went to the Pentagon as a defense contractor working on Star Wars under the Reagan era, in the Reagan era. And I look at all the things that have come out of Huntsville. I mean, why do we have a Von Braun Civic Center? Because Wernher von Braun lived here. This is space capital of the world. They may launch them in Florida, but they design and make them right here in Huntsville, Alabama. People don't realize this community has one of the highest per capita groups of engineers and research and development experts of any city in the entire nation. They don't recognize so many things have factored in to make Huntsville the choice, not just because of our space legacy, but also because of quality of life, because of the educational opportunities for kids and for advancement within your own career by getting a master's out at UAH or even traveling down to UAB if you want to. They don't recognize too often, or they don't want to at the very least, that you can buy twice the house here as you could buy in Colorado, or for that matter, in D.C. or wherever else they might centralize some of those other jobs that are now going to be brought into Space Command. They don't recognize that the weather here is far more temperate, and you can not have to worry about getting snowed in or snowed out on a regular basis come the winter. And they don't recognize, by the way, that we have other Space Command affiliates that are already established right here at Redstone Arsenal. So I'm just saying. Oh, and then right down the road in Montgomery, Maxwell Air Force Base is the senior schoolhouse for the entire Air Force. That's where you go to be a senior officer, even a junior officer, in some basic training. That's right down the road. Can you imagine what that'll do for Space Command to be able to have, you know, just if nothing else, staff rides where officers in training come up to Space Command to review the operations and get a briefing? I'm just saying, it's a natural choice. A natural choice. Well, listen, we're going to take a break right now. When we get back from this break, I'm going to continue on this thread about Space Command coming to Huntsville. If you want to call in and talk about it, love to hear your thoughts. All right? Number here is 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Your thoughts, Space Command, Huntsville versus Colorado. Call and tell me. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And as always, solid conservative and just plain right. So later in the show, I just got word a few minutes ago, right before the break, that Mayor Tommy Battle will be able to join us just to give us any updates from the mayor's office as to how he feels about the fight over Space Command coming. You know, you look at it and you think, I mean, at what point do you just go ahead and say, all right, the decision was made? I mean, the decision's been made. Their only way at this point that it can be reversed is politics. That's what it boils down to. The only way that it can be reversed right now is if it's a purely politically based decision, because all the qualifications have been met. Huntsville beat out six others in the process. All the environmentals have been done. All of the GAO studies have been done. All of the various budgeting requirements have been done. Everything, period. Nothing's left. Even the public comment period is now over. So unless they're going to suddenly find that everything was wrong for the last several years, the only way they could change it now would be politics. But they can't beat the fact that literally North Alabama is one of the best places in the world to live. I'll be honest with you. I've lived all over the world. It's hard for me to imagine anybody looking at this and going, you know, I just don't think it's a good place for people to go. It's going to have to be a political decision. Boomer, you got that audio for Mayor Battle. So Mayor Battle in July was actually on Capital Journal, which is a PBS show that I've been on multiple times. It's a PBS show that basically takes into account local politics, state politics, and has interviews. My friend Todd Stacey is the one who now hosts it. But Mayor Battle was on. I'm going to play about a minute and 40 seconds of that when Mayor Battle talked about the fact that he believes Alabama was selected for all the right reasons. So play that.
Final elements of Space Command actually moved in. So we have worked really hard. It was a competition, and we won the competition. But, you know, we understand our friends in Colorado Springs wanting to hang on to that. We wouldn't have been competing with it for it if we didn't think that it was very valuable, that we could do a good job with it and by doing a good job with it, do a good job for the nation. And that was, I think, one of the most important things to look at, that long-term, this will, you know, Huntsville will be the best place for Space Command to be, and we will be able to provide years and years of protection for the people of the United States of America and doing that.
I know that throughout the competition, there was a lot of talk about quality of life and comparisons between the two places. And that's where you come in as mayor, right? To fight for your city, to fight for the whole area, really, in terms of showing off the quality of life there in North Alabama, the Tennessee Valley.
You know, it comes down to quality of life. It comes down to cost of living. It comes down to, who has a better engineering base. And we have more engineers and degreed professionals per capita than anywhere else in the U.S. It comes down to who has the research park and is able to do the research and development on it. It comes down to the idea of, cost efficiency. When the people, a classic example is the FBI, as we move FBI personnel down to Redstone Arsenal, they get the same paycheck here that they got in Washington, D.C., and their paycheck goes a lot further here. Their housing prices, if you compare
you can stop there. Prices, that's good. I think we get the point. The bottom line is this. There was a whole lot more that was considered in this potential move than just, well, which base is better? It was way more than that. It was a very involved process. The idea that in some way this was a rush decision done by Trump for political points of what? Let me back up and say this. If Trump wanted political points, then he would have gone with Colorado, because Colorado is a purple state, and he would have been trying to get votes in a state where he was, hoping to win the electoral votes. Alabama was already in the bag. We're a red state. They don't even worry about what Alabama's going to do come election time. So there was no political points to be scored by bringing it here. As much as people want to diss on Trump all the time, you got to look at it and recognize he made good policy decisions on a regular basis, including the Defense Department. And so the very idea that in some way this was a political hack job, we need this to be investigated, this is bad. No, you just don't like the fact that it was Trump. And it's coming to a state where we don't smoke pot recreationally, It's coming to a state where the cost of living is better. It's coming to a state that has a higher per capita level of qualified engineers and experts in the field who can help sustain the operations. It's coming to a place that has infrastructure. It's coming to a place that doesn't get snowed in the winter. It's coming to a place that yada, 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 yada. Wow. So there's that. Well, listen, and Boomer, we got about a minute. That person wants to talk to me. We better get on it. Otherwise, I'll lose that call. But yeah, hey, listen, Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle, he'll be on at roughly 350. That's 1550 for those of you military folks. 350 this afternoon, right after Congressman Adderholt comes in, which we'll ask him about this too, just so you know. We got a call, line one. Who is it? Al. Oh, it's Al. Al from somewhere. Hey, Al, how you doing?
I'm up, rapping, breathing, thank goodness.
Well,
stepping down at the ground instead of looking up.
Well, good, man. Hey, we got about a minute here. What's on your mind?
I've got a question. Will if you move the Space Command here, will you also control all the control systems they moved here? Because at the present time, they're buried about 2 miles deep into the Rocky Mountains.
Well,
back in the 50s and 60s, you're going to have a control center there, or are you going to build it out in an open base here?
Well, now, I mean, first of all, if you're talking about SAC-NORAD being buried up there in Cheyenne Mountain, that won't move, but that's not necessarily Space Command. That's Strategic Air Command for North American Defense. The SATCOM capabilities, yeah, they'll be spread out. I guarantee you they're not going to be so centralized that we would put them at risk. But I think that was already factored into decision-making. Hey, Al, the music's playing, man. That means I got to go to a break. Appreciate your call. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. A little bit more on this when we get back. Space Command coming to Alabama. Ain't it time to go ahead and just make the call? Yeah, it is. We'll be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio.
I feel like going
solid,
on.
Conservative, and just plain right.
And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Alabama syndicated news talk leader. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio, local, state, national. We got all the issues, man, and we are solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two. How is that possible, Boomer? Hour number two.
Man, hour number two.
Wait, where did hour one go? Who took it? Somebody took our hour
Space Command.
One. That's right. Yeah. Boomer cracked me up a minute ago. I'm sitting here working on some notes for the next segment, you know, getting ready for Congressman Adderholt to come on. And I've got my headphones off, and I look down, and I can hear what sounds like my bump music. And I looked at him and goes, I said, is that me? And he goes, yeah, I mean, if you want to go on. Or something like, what'd you say?
I said, yeah. I mean, if you want to go on, it's your talking.
Okay. Are we going to let you play bump music for the next hour? That'd be great. Hey, I got some texts coming in. If you want to text the show, by the way, it's 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can literally just text that. Text your thoughts to the show. We'll get them. A lot of times we read them on the air. And let me just say this. If you're texting for the very first time, text the word right side to 833-68-RIGHT. Text the word right side. You'll get a little automatic message back that says, hey, thanks, you're a right side ruffian, and then tell us like your first name and where you're from, and we'll be able to put you in the system. That way, you know, whenever you text in from then on, we'll be able to say, hey, it's Leanne from Huntsville, or hey, it's Daryl, or hey, it's Tyler, or hey, it's Paul. I'm going down the list of some of those who've been texting today. But yeah, text the show. Also, I would love to hear in the next few minutes your thoughts on Space Command coming here. Who was it? I think it was Brian from Huntsville a minute ago. Said, and I thought this was a cogent thought, cogent analysis on your part, Brian. He said, very serious here. He said, both Colorado and Alabama should be involved in Space Command for the purpose of redundancy. Placing all the eggs in one basket is a poor idea. I don't dispute that. In fact, Al, who called in a few minutes ago, right before the top of the hour, he made the great point. Are they going to have all the operations and the capabilities in a safeguarded position? Well, I feel the answer is certainly yes. There will be some that are, ground level command bunkers and business type buildings that they'll be in. But the truth be told, I would suspect that those that are mission sensitive and need to be protected will be. So here's the latest argument against putting it in Huntsville. This is what they're foisting upon us now. All right. From Gazette.com, August 24th, Space Command decision could hinge on national security and cost concerns. Like that wasn't factored in already? Like nobody thought of that. Oh, wait a minute. A combatant command? We need to consider national security and a combatant command? I'm pretty sure they thought of that, Gazette.com. But anyway, Ernest Looning, writing for Gazette.com right at 30 days ago, says the Air Force is expected to decide where to locate the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command before the end of the year, based largely on national security and cost concerns. And it's a lot more than that, but okay. He said the Biden administration is being asked to review a decision made by then-President Donald Trump near the end of his presidency to award the sought-after installation to Alabama, overruling a recommendation by senior military leadership that the site stay in Colorado. First of all, I have seen nothing that tells me, I keep hearing this, well, senior leaders tried to tell him not to do this. What senior leaders? Who are they? When did they say it? I do not recall this. All I know is the National Command Authority reviewed the situation, advised the president accordingly. The president made a decision after a search was conducted. Alabama was one of six finalists, went through all the environmentals, all of the cost-benefit analysis, all of the, various national security concerns and risk analyses, and here we are. But, oh, yes, it was against senior military leadership. Bull crap. Speculation has swirled in recent weeks, says Gazette.com, that an announcement is imminent following the release last month of a draft environmental review that found, you ready for it? Here's what it found. The environmental review found, quote, no significant impacts on the human or natural environment. Go figure. I mean, it wasn't like they were scratching away at raw dirt that no one's ever been on before. It's on a major installation that's been, being built up now since, the 40s. Good Lord. The National Environmental Policy Act review is the last step required before Air Force makes its final basing decision. Well, and then it goes ahead and lists all the members of the Colorado delegation, which is a mixed bag of Republicans and Democrats, saying that they have deep reservations about the site selection process, urging the Air Force to consider which site can reach what the military terms full operational capability the fastest and with the lowest cost to taxpayers. Okay. Like that wasn't factored in. Again, you're rehashing the same things over and over again. Here's the deal. Final words in this article. The DOD Office of Inspector General report substantiated issues with the decision process and specifically emphasized another criterion, it says, that was not adequately considered in the previous basin decision, the importance of reaching FOC, or full operational capability, as quickly as possible, the lawmakers wrote. Yeah, nobody thought of that. No one said, how can we best make sure they're at full operational capability? I don't know. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, what are they? Okay. Anyway, other criteria related to reaching full operational capability include things like available child care, affordable nearby housing, and access to support for military families and veterans, all of which we have. Last article I've got, the Denver Gazette. September 28th, that would be today. Here's what spawned all of this today. Here's what got me going on this. Basically the last gasp of the members of the U.S. delegation from Colorado. It says in this article from the Denver Gazette dated today, as the Department of the Air Force has not yet issued its final word, a decision that will determine whether the basing remains in Colorado or Huntsville, but a decision is coming. Two recently completed federal inquiries by the Department of Defense's Inspector General and the GAO into the legitimacy of the Trump administration's decision to... Okay, first of all, keep in mind, Denver Gazette is like having the Huntsville Times write the article. What do you think is going to happen? Huntsville Times is going to write a favorable for Huntsville. Denver Gazette's going to write a favorable for Denver or for Colorado. Nonetheless, he went on to point out that The reviews have not yet yielded easy answers or talking points for those who don't agree with the findings. What basically is they're not hearing what they want to hear. U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, both Colorado Democrats, summed up their points in a Tuesday letter to the Secretary of the Air Force. This is yesterday. They argue that basing the headquarters in Huntsville would come with untold costs, both human and financial. Well, I agree with our own Senator Tommy Tuberville. I think this is a sore loser syndrome is what it is. I think it's time to pull the trigger and stop pretending that this decision has more to be reviewed. And at this point, every single hurdle required has been jumped through. Every gate has been gone through. Every wall has been climbed over. We have literally met all the requirements constantly, time and again, to include review of the things that have already been done, time and again. And oh, by the way, it's just time, because we can't keep dithering with this. If it changes now, it is purely political. Got a caller on the line. I'll take that real quick before the break. JT from Lacey Springs, how you doing today?
Oh, good afternoon. Doing well in yourself, I hope.
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about how expensive it is in Colorado. A cousin of mine about 15 years ago sold 15 acres of inherited property in order to buy 1 acre in Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, agreed. But anyway, to support Huntsville for the Space Command, you know, look at the business diversity that Huntsville has. Yeah. Look at the resources that's there. I mean, you got Blue Origin that came in and leased a stand there at Marshall in order to do rocket engine testing. And then you got NASA and, of course, the Army, and the capabilities of all of those perhaps support Space Command, I think is quite limitless. And then you factor in Huntsville standard of living. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. It just makes sense, JT.
Just the things that NASA has. I spent 31 years there as a technician, and all the little intricate things that they have that they're able to do, and like you say, the engineering background of all the folks, there's a massive talent there that could be used in many ways.
Well, I totally agree, man. And I think they all saw that, too, when the selection process was going on. And I don't know if it surprised anybody in the selection criteria, but those who in the military community and in the defense community, Huntsville is very well known and very well respected as a community that has supported the military and the military mission for years. And I just can't help but think that we're literally down to a purely political decision, and I'm hoping they don't try to change things now.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the sayings that we used to have at work, that when some of the upper ones would get a little testy with us, you know, I said, well, you have to keep in mind, back in the 60s, rednecks helped put man on the moon.
That's right.
And, you know, so, you know, how capable is that workforce?
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, JT, appreciate the call, man. We got to run to a break. All right. That was a good call. And he's right. Yeah, we did. And if the city that in the 60s could help put a man on the moon is looking to host Space Command in the year 2022, I'm pretty sure the capabilities exist. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, man. We'll come right back. Switching gears, number 2 on the triple dipper, the House GOP agenda. I'll intro it, and then bottom of the hour, 3:30, Congressman Robert Adderholt calling in to discuss. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.